The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Our guest today on the program is Debbie Powell. She is the village manager of Cass City. We're going to be talking about the First Impressions tourism program. They're having a special meeting later this month to go over the results of people who have come to the town to evaluate what the city or the village has to offer and what they could improve on. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me today, Craig.
I guess the first question I'd ask is, how did this come about?
Well, we were contacted by the I-69 Thumb Region. They're organization involving seven communities, the counties in the Thumb, and they informed me via email about this grant opportunity for the FIT program. FIT stands for First Impressions Tourism Assessment Program. It was a grant opportunity that comes with a $2,000 grant award to implement some of their proposals. And so we applied back in June of 2018, and we're one of the two communities that received the grant.
For this grant period?
Yes, for the 2018 grant period. And our community review of the findings will be on January 23rd, Wednesday, at 5:30. The doors will open at 4:30. And the location is right on Main Street in Cass City, the Hills and Dales Corporate Services building at 6667 Main Street.
Now, who are you trying to get to come? Are you looking for just regular citizens? Are you looking for business leaders, people that might be able to implement some of the things they'll talk about?
Yes, all of the above. It is open to the public. We want everyone who would like to come and participate and hear about what they're saying the strengths and weaknesses of Cass City are for them to come, community stakeholders. There is a link to register online. There'll be some light refreshments provided as it's starting at 5:30 in the evening. The program will probably go an hour and a half. And if you'd like to register, you could contact Cass City Municipal Building.
Now, these people will come in, they will talk about what they found, and do they give you a formal written report so that you have something to look back on and not just this meeting?
Yes, that's my understanding. What happened is that they give a fresh, objective look on the strengths and weaknesses of Cass City. Part of this grant was a partner with Michigan State University, and they have reviewers come in with set criteria who have never been to Cass City. They came in the fall of 2018, and they evaluated us. So the review of what their findings will happen in January for us, so it's kind of exciting.
What kind of things do they look at? Do they look at restaurants, lodging, things to do? This would seem to be, you know, very much easier for a community that's, say, on Saginaw Bay or Lake Huron. You're a different type of community than that. Your tourism is more locally based.
Well, and the name tourism is maybe a little bit misleading. They do part of a SWOT analysis. They come in and they talk about our strengths and our weaknesses. I have not had the report yet, haven't had a chance to see it.
They won't give you a peek?
Not yet, no, unfortunately.
I'm afraid you'll have some questions lined up there.
Perhaps. So our team who's been working on this, it's called the Community Leadership Team, we're really anxious to see what their results are, because we have our own, through meeting that we've kind of put together, things that we think we could improve with Cass City. But some of the items that our Community Leadership Team came up with that I can speak to are maybe branding with the village, marketing what we now have to offer, signage for gateway or directional signage, the walking trail to promote that. We have a beautiful walking trail. Perhaps community gardens to have a new area that would be just a community garden area for local residents to grow fresh vegetables and such. And also Cass River, to promote the Cass River and maybe handicap accessibility to it. So that I can speak to, what our community leadership team has put together, but the results from MSU on their formal evaluation, anxiously awaiting for next Wednesday to hear.
Now, things like the Cass River, is that something that people tend to overlook in Cass City, that the river does go through there? I know it's not as big as it is in Frankenmuth and down the line, but it's had a little while to gain some steam by the time it gets to you.
Right, and there are several initiatives. The river does not run through the middle of the town in such a location such as Frankenmuth. However, it skirts the village, and it's beautiful scenic vista with a lot of wonderful wildlife. So it does not get the attention. And whenever a community is fortunate enough to have river access, you really want to promote that. And there's been a lot of discussion about the kayaking on the river, Cass River, and having the accessibility, even if it's rustic, to be able to access the riverfront. So,
a lot safer than going out on Lake Huron.
Oh, most definitely.
Okay, you do have some water in town, the pool. You're refurbishing it now, so you have that as an asset as well. I'm sure that'll be brought up in the report.
I believe so. We have a wonderful municipal park in Cass City, and we have quite a long list of plans to improve it. Currently, we're renovating the Helen Stevens Memorial Pool with the assistance of a generous donation from the Chippy family in memory of Janet Chippy. But where we're at right now is we're looking at other things. We're looking at economic development and growth on our main street. We're looking at ways that we can improve spaces and places in Cass City so that there's activities and growth and development. We have a lot of service providers in Cass City, and we're looking to expand that. And so very interested to see what this report brings to us.
You do have a hospital. That's a good thing. You're supposed to be getting a grocery store. That's another plus that should be coming out. Mm-hmm. But most towns, downtown areas, are facing that same dilemma that people are moving out and going to strip malls and such just outside of town that offer more space and parking, which can be a bear downtown. And so you're not alone in that. So it lends itself to coming up with some, well, to use their term, innovative.
Correct, and creative. However, we are seeing a regeneration in the downtowns with the big box stores closing and the malls slowly losing their tenants. You're seeing more of people returning to the downtowns for local shopping. So we're looking to expand on that.
But the ones that seem to thrive are the ones that have a unique perspective. You know, if you can get it all on Amazon, why wouldn't you? But if it's something special, something whole crafted in the area, something that you know, just fits the town, it seems like those would be the ones that would have a better chance of success.
Yes, I agree exactly. And so we're looking for those creative future entrepreneurs to come to Cass City, and we're anxiously awaiting the results of the reports. So,
do you have to start being a little more, I don't know what the word I want to use is, but generous in incentives to get them to come in? Because sometimes it may take a industrial facilities certificate or some other thing that, you know, will make or break a deal.
Yes, you have to look outside the box right now, because you're in competition for those businesses. And so it is something that you have to consider, you know, the draws and what assets, benefits, value your community has over another community. So
sometimes you feel like you're in the box, because you have to think outside, and it has to be something someone is passionate about to make it work.
Yes.
You just can't suggest, you should do this, and they'll come in and do it. If they're not fully into it, its chances of success go down.
Well, if there's one thing I've learned since I've been in Cass City my limited time, is that there's a lot of passionate, caring, committed individuals, and they want to see growth and change and improvement, and so we're on our way.
Now, the village is working on a lot of infrastructure things in the future, working on water lines and sewage lines and roads all over the place to have been let go a little too long, and they need to be fixed. This likely would be part of their report, saying when these are fixed, that'll make the town appear better and get people more interested in being here.
You know, I'm not certain if their evaluation would be so much as infrastructure and things you can't see, such as our water sewer lines underground and our streets.
Unless they're bubbling up.
I think it's more community development aspect, the visuals, promoting your assets that you do have and things, areas that you might be weak in. Maybe it's signage for where the amenities are or promotion of our beautiful Cass City Municipal Park. Those are the things that I'm expecting, but as I said, I haven't seen the report yet.
But it could mean things like signage to let people know where things are. I mean, that $2,000 you get at the end of this cycle could go a long way to, say, the park two blocks this way or something, you know, just to
yes.
that people drive by and don't even know is there.
Yes, exactly. And that is something that our community leadership team has suggested we definitely need. I know gateway signage into the village, too. These things have not been addressed or replaced in a very long time. So
when you talk gateway, you're not just talking a green Cass City village limits. You're talking some kind of like a structure, welcome to Cass City, and maybe the Kiwanis symbols and all that stuff on there, like other towns, many of them have.
Very correct, yes. Maybe a structure of some sort. And, you know, it's nice to get together and brainstorm all these different ideas and such that we have. And you see communities that have the ironworks gateway signage over the street entering town and such. But we have to be cognizant of our budget, too.
And maintenance costs. If you've got to paint that and rust Rust-Oleum every 2-3 years, it's not going to be too good.
Exactly. And that's something that in Cass City we have to be more proactive towards, is maintenance of what our assets are, whether it's in the park or it's infrastructure. And that is a tide that's turning that we are focusing on.
Now, obviously, such signage like that would be on M81, but would you be doing it on the north-south entrance to town as well? I think it's Elkton or becomes Cemetery Road or something coming in, and because you do have four ways into town, and not everybody comes in M81.
Right. Craig, I can't speak to that. It's not my decision. Mm-hmm. I am just but one member of our community leadership team, and part of this program that MSU has with I-69, they are looking at outcomes for it, and they're looking at the leadership, our community leadership team, to meet and discuss some of these suggestions and make determinations. So it's not for me to say, really. I'm just part of a team that consists of the chamber. We have healthcare member on our team, financial, business owner, school board, retail, our chamber, and technology and business. So we have representation on our community leadership team from all these community leaders. And so it's together that we'll evaluate the results that are submitted to us from MSU and decide on the project or projects that we'll pursue.
Do communities that have gone through this in the past, do they step up and try and help you through some of the pitfalls or the... You know, I know when the governor had his program for, like, Sandusky, the people that had gone through it in other communities were trying to help them make the program work. Are the people who have done this already kind of someone you can reach out and find out what to do once you get the report?
We have not had a lot of interaction with former winners of the grant, but part of this project is follow-up from Michigan State University. Mm-hmm. So they just don't come in January and give us this report. There is a follow-up in 6 months, and they are looking at a phase two of this project to kick it up a notch and take it to the next stage with local communities who have received the grant. That is part of their program that they have not yet established and implemented, but they've talked to me about it.
Like many grants from state and federal officials, they're looking for result basis. From
correct.
Something tangible you can point to and say, we did this, we did this, we did this because of the information we received. So it shows they got some bang for their buck. I mean, there's a lot of communities out there who would be waiting for this.
Right. They are looking for measurable outcomes, and so there will be a follow-up. We are not just left with results with no recourse for additional assistance or help, which makes us even more valuable, the program and the grant that we received.
Sounds like paperwork.
I think you're right.
Oh, well, okay. But this way, they can show that the money was invested well, that it had results, and the town is doing a little better.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
How did this get started? Is this something that the I-69 people created, or did they do this from somewhere else, or don't you know?
I do not know. I haven't had a lot of interaction with their representatives. Most of my interaction has been with the MSU extension people and our conversations with the community leadership team and meetings and such. So we've been working also with Tuscola County EDC, very generous support for our gathering on the 23rd from local sponsors. So have not had a lot of interaction with them. A lot of times grant monies and things funnel through larger organizations to the smaller communities. And we're just very grateful that we received the I-69 Thumb Region grant for FIT.
Now you were one of the smaller communities.
Yes, exactly.
Now, it's winter time. Is this a good time to start planning for this stuff? Or, you know, I don't know how your budgets work. If your budget ends in the middle of the summer, then maybe, you know, you can get something together to get in the next budget as opposed to having to wait to the end of the year.
Well, our budget is on a calendar year, January 1st through December 31st.
So you're just starting.
Yes, we're just starting our budget year. And also, it's always a good time to plan. You know, make plans for the future so that you have a process that you're going through so that you can succeed with your end goals, get the results, the measurable outcomes that they're looking for.
A lot of times communities, when they implement this stuff, they are looking for further grant funding. Would this be a help to show that this program found this need in the community and we're trying to fill it so that if you apply for a grant somewhere else through the DNR or somebody else that you can say, look, it is needed here. It isn't just a whim.
Right. And this ties into a bigger picture of a lot of other things that we've got going on in Cass City. The state has a redevelopment-ready community certification, and we have applied for that. There's a lot of components of what they want to see. It's to show businesses, investors, what your community has to offer. And so this is very helpful, as I mentioned, our master plan. All these different components tie in together. And yes, I would really hope that this would position us well for potential other grants that we could apply.
Things they find, would you might have to amend the village master plan to put them in, because sometimes that's needed for seeking grant funds.
Well, we're just in the process of redoing our master plan.
Well, perfect timing. You know, if you find things, you can put them in before you do a final passage. That's optimal.
Right, right. The master plan had not been updated in many years, and so it is in the 63-day window for distribution to adjacent local government units and to the public and such. So, the timing is all coming together with this and will help us with our plans and our budget for that. So it's all very good timing.
Is there a factor in this about promotion? I mean, there's infrastructure and things you can do to make the city, the village, nicer, but you have to let people know it's there. Is that going to be probably a part of what they say, you know, a little more aggressive in telling people you're there?
I don't know if that's going to be a part of what they say, but that was a part of what our community leadership team was talking about, letting people know where we're at and what we have to offer. It's also something that's part of the RRC, Redevelopment Ready Community Strategy. So most definitely, we're going to want to sing our praises.
Yeah.
There's a lot to sing about in Cass City.
Oh, you're going to have a whole chorus now.
Yes.
Okay, I live in Ubley, and I know that it's a small community. People tend to drive through to get somewhere else, and it's, you know, these are the types of things that are trying to get people to stop.
Exactly.
See what you have, maybe spend a few hours there, what you have for restaurant or you know, whatever type of shops you have, and then that makes it a part of their And they tell people about it when they go home. This is what I got here. This is what this little shop had everything. This shop had everything. And that's the kind of word of mouth that you just can't buy.
And maybe they'll just come for a day and stay for a lifetime.
Very good. Again, this is coming up when?
This is coming up on Wednesday, January 23rd.
So this is next week?
It is next week. And the doors open between 4:30 and 5 o'clock at the Hills and Dales Corporate Services Office. Some of local residents might know it as the old Baker College campus on Main Street.
Okay. That is now. But it's right on Main Street.
It's right on Main Street, 6667 Main Street. The program itself will start at 5:30. The MSU will be presenting and giving us some information. It's winter, and we're all kind of stuck inside, and we thought it'd be a perfect time to just come out and meet with friends, maybe family members, find out about Cass City and what are our strengths and weaknesses.
Well, sounds like a good deal. People who go there, will they be able to ask questions, or is it all presentation, and then here's the report?
There'll be an area, I understand, at the end to ask questions.
So bring a little notepad, and if you have a question earlier in the thing, you can write it down and get that answered before you leave.
Exactly. And
that'll look good to the people coming in. Oh, they're taking notes.
Well, they already know that we've got some really involved, engaged, and passionate, committed people in leadership in Cass City. And a warm, welcoming community. So we just need to let people know that.
Very good. I want to thank you for being with us today. I hope you get a good turnout. Let us know of the results.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Craig.
I mean, if you want to come back and talk about them, or if you want me to get a hold of you and get a synopsis of it, just let us know how you did, because it's kind of interesting to see a fresh perspective for someone who's not been around the community to see what they think is a strength and could be worked on better.
Exactly. Sometimes we're too close to a subject to really see the forest through the trees, and we're excited about their visit and finding out more.
I want to thank you. Our guest today has been Debbie Powell. She's the Cass City Village Manager. We've been talking about the First Impressions Tourism Program coming to Cass City next week, Wednesday evening. I'm sure on your website for the village, there's a link that they can get more information as to if they didn't write down where it's at and times. It is 5:30 to start, or 4:30, and then 5:30 the program?
Yes, exactly. Doors open 4:30, and the program starts at 5:30, and our website is www.casscity.org.
Thank you much. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.